Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernol. 68 degrees in Richland Center right now under cloudy skies, 94% humidity. We're headed for a high of 87 later today. In the news this morning, the Richland County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to meet for its regular monthly session Tuesday, July 21st at 6 p.m. The meeting will take place in the county boardroom, which is on the third floor of the Richland County Courthouse. One of the primary items of business involves a resolution to create a specialized committee tasked with assisting in the formation of an Emergency Medical Services, or EMS, district. This initiative follows ongoing discussions regarding regional emergency response medical systems and efforts to ensure sustainable coverage for the area. In addition to public safety infrastructure, the board will consider a resolution to officially change the name of the Public Safety Standing Committee. Administrative updates are also central to the meeting, with supervisors set to vote on the creation of a new economic support lead position. The board is further tasked with confirming several key appointments, including a new ambulance service director and appointments for county supervisory districts and various boards and commissions. These leadership roles are vital for maintaining the continuity of county operations and public services. Legislative actions regarding county property and financial grants round out the agenda. Supervisors will review a resolution to transfer land and water conservation fund grants and property to the Richland School District. Other resolutions concern the 2026 computer and hazmat equipment grant, repairs to the Tri-County Airport roof, and the cancellation of stale tax certificates and county checks. Finally, the board will deliberate on several ordinances related to specific land parcels throughout the county, including parcels in the towns of Buena Vista, Ithaca, and Orion. This meeting is open to the public. Students in grades 6, 7, and 8 are invited to explore the world of healthcare at Club Scrub 2026, a unique free event hosted by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. This hands-on learning experience offers attendees a real-life look at various medical professions, including doctors, pharmacists, nurses, technicians, and therapists. During the session, students will have the opportunity to work alongside healthcare professionals, ask questions, and try out specific skills for themselves. The event will take place Thursday, August 13th from 3 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. As space is limited, those interested should act quickly. The registration deadline is Friday, July 24th. For a registration form, please contact Sarah Stibbe at 608-647-1883. The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration will be held this Friday through Sunday at Plain Community Park. Featured at the event will be live music by Best Practice on Friday night at 7. Saturday at 10 will be the Travis Stanichka Memorial Volleyball Tournament. A beanbag tournament gets underway at 1 o'clock, and Road Crew will perform beginning at 7. On Sunday, there will be a circus parade at 11 o'clock and a chicken barbecue starting at noon. At 1 o'clock, Leather and Lace will take the stage, and a children's pedal pull will be held. All weekend, there will be softball tournaments, carnival rides, inflatables, food, cold beverages, and more. Please, no carry-ins. Again, the Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration. The upcoming murder mystery weekend titled Blood in the Dust is set to be an exciting event where everyone is a suspect. The mystery unfolds August 22nd and 23rd, with the investigation beginning at 10 a.m. each day. Participants can register for $10 at the Depot and Information Center. Every paid entry comes with a ballot, giving you a chance to win various prizes as you solve the crime. Aspiring actors and mystery enthusiasts are invited to tryouts Tuesday, July 21st at 4 p.m. These will be held at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. If you have any questions or need further details about the event or tryouts, please contact the organizers at 608-647-8163. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has taken a Cuba City man into custody following a sequence of events that began with a motor vehicle accident and concluded with trespassing and impaired driving charges. The Iowa County Communications Center initially received a report of an individual trespassing in the 1700 block of County Road I, located within the town of Highland. Upon arriving at the scene, deputies conducted an assessment and determined that the incident originated as a motor vehicle crash. The site of the collision was identified in close proximity to where the male subject was discovered by authorities. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin have surged, rising 12.2 cents per gallon in the past week to reach an average of $3.78 per gallon. This shift reflects a broader trend, with Wisconsin prices now 5.8 cents higher than a month ago and 86.4 cents higher than they were a year ago. Disparities in local pricing remain significant, as recent reports show a gap of $1.44 per gallon between the cheapest station at $3.35 and the most expensive at $4.79. On a national level, the average gasoline price has climbed 13 cents in the last week, settling at $3.95 per gallon. This national average is 6.5 cents higher than last month and 85.7 cents higher than last year's levels. Meanwhile, the national average price for diesel has seen a decrease, falling 22.3 cents from last week to reach $5.08 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, notes that gasoline and diesel prices have risen across most states for two consecutive weeks. He warns that the national average for gasoline is expected to reach $4 per gallon within 48 hours. Well, diesel is already at $5 nationally, while oil nearing $85 per barrel, analysts suggest that motorists should prepare for continued price volatility in the coming days. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has officially announced the addition of 10 new special agents to its Division of Criminal Investigation, a move aimed at bolstering statewide law enforcement efforts. All of the new recruits are expected to begin their service with the division by the end of the month. Attorney General Josh Call emphasized the importance of this expansion, noting that DCI special agents manage critical investigations throughout the state, and expressing optimism about the new team members' contributions to protecting Wisconsin residents. These new agents will be stationed across several key DCI offices, including Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, Appleton, and Wausau. Their specialized focus areas will span a range of vital investigative fields, including internet crimes against children, narcotics, arson, human trafficking, and other major criminal activities. Broadcasters from 31 states recently convened on Capitol Hill to press Congress for final passage of the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. According to Inside Radio, the delegation, which included state broadcast association leaders and public safety representatives, met with lawmakers to argue that AM radio remains a vital, life-saving tool during disasters. NAB President and CEO Curtis Legate stated that Congress has everything it needs to act and emphasized that it is time to finish the job and send the legislation to the president's desk. The bill has garnered significant bipartisan support, with more than 300 co-sponsors in the House. With the legislative calendar tightening ahead of the 2026 midterms, supporters are urging a final vote on the measure, which would require passenger vehicles sold in the United States to include AM radio access. As the debate continues, broadcasters remain focused on securing a future for the medium that provides essential local information when other communication systems fail. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released the results of this year's Operation Dry Water campaign, which took place over the holiday weekend, July 3rd through July 5th. This national initiative aims to reduce alcohol and drug-related boating incidents through increased education and enforcement efforts. During that weekend, DNR wardens contacted more than 1,700 boats to promote safe boating practices. These enforcement efforts led to apprehension of 25 impaired boat operators, along with the issuance of nearly 900 warnings and over 200 citations for various safety violations. The campaign highlighted the critical role of DNR wardens in maintaining waterway safety. On the night of July 4th, Warden Tim Price saved a life on the Eagle River chain after discovering an intoxicated individual who had fallen from a pontoon boat and was sinking without a life jacket. In another incident on Lake Wisconsin, Captain Tyler Strelo and Warden Nick Engelhart arrested an intoxicated man who was yelling at wardens before attempting to operate a personal watercraft toward them.